The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
All right. So hello and welcome, a warm welcome to all of you wherever in the world you are in this moment. So for practice today, this is a continuation perhaps, or a different way to practice appreciating self, having metta for self. So we did a practice of self-appreciation on Monday, and by the end of that, some feedback came up that it was easy for some folks, it was challenging for some folks, and the main theme was, oh, we can't have enough self-appreciation, self-metta, kindness for self. Of course, you can't, however many sessions we spend cultivating kindness and compassion for ourselves as a way to both support ourselves, fill our own cup so that we're not looking at the world with needy eyes, love me, love me, love me, love me. That's one way to think of how important really self-love, self-metta is. And also another aspect of it is that we tend to be so rough on ourselves usually, so judgmental, so challenging, and often we don't even see it that way. We think that that's just the way it is. We miss how mean we are being with ourselves. We don't even see it. So with self-compassion, with self-care, appreciating this person who is me with all their gifts, their beauty, their grace, and their challenges, it helps balance. It helps bring some perspective and fill our own cup in that way also, to be more resilient and to be of service both for the awakening of this being that is us and to serve the world. So not in a self-satisfied way, but really as a way that we can be more available for ourselves and to serve the world in this brief life that is ours. So the invitation today is to turn towards appreciating ourselves, metta for ourselves, from seeing, appreciating, connecting with our deepest values, with this sense of beauty, grace, values that we cherish. And each of us, there might be different values that we cherish in our lives. So what I'll do in this invitation, this meditation, this session, and I've done this before, and one person I remember commented that it seemed like it was evoking different names of God, each of these values that I dropped in. So we'll be settling in with our breath in the body, as always, spending some time at the beginning, just settling with the breath with the body. And then the same way that we would drop in a pebble in the pond and let it reverberate, I'll be mentioning different qualities, different values. I have a list of qualities and values, such as generosity, harmony, openness, adventure, beauty, commitment. I have a long list of them. And I will drop them in, and for you to drop them in, not to think about them. Do not think about them. Drop them into your body. You have choice. You have choice as to how to relate with your experience. So wise effort is helpful here. Yes, you can get distracted and think about these and spend the whole 30 minutes thinking. That's an option. But choose not to do that. Very kindly bringing the mind to the body, dropping in these values, letting them reverberate. Ah, and it might be skillful now then to let go. If there's too much thinking, just come back to the breath and the body to settle yourself. So those are the invitations. That's the direction we're going to go today. So without further ado, let's get into our meditation posture. Ah, settling, settling. Settling with the breath, settling with the body. Ah, feeling the feet, the legs on the floor, the bottom on the cushion, the touch points, the hands touching each other or touching the lap. Letting yourself feel this body, sense this body, inhabit this body fully in this moment. Bringing down the center of gravity from your head. Down to the abdomen. Down to your sit bones, to your legs, to your feet. Letting go, releasing the balloons of thought, all the words that came before this. And just receiving, relaxing the body and receiving each breath. Relaxing and receiving each breath. The sensations of the breath in the abdomen. Moment of refuge. Right here, right now. With each in-breath, feeling more present in this moment. And with each out-breath, relaxing, landing more deeply into this body. Appreciating this moment of being able to sit and breathe, meditate. Appreciating this moment, appreciating the breath in this moment and the body. Letting the goodness of just sitting and breathing, being breathed, bring delight to your heart, light up your heart, just a little tiny bit of joy, not complicated or sophisticated. Ah, how nice, how good. To be sitting. And breathing. The simplicity. The beauty. appreciating that this being that is you connects with, resonates, reverberates with some deep, beautiful values that are important to you, that you cherish, that you live by, or you try to live by, that you try to support for yourself, for others, and in the world. These aspects, these values, are dimensions, are aspects of your own goodness, your own beauty, your own divinity. And I will read, I'll drop in the name of many values now. Let them drop into your body as if a pebble in a pond. Recognizing that in you, yes, this one, yes, it's important to me. Let yourself delight in its beauty and its resonance in your heart. And the ways that you aspire to it, that it has shown up in your life, or maybe will in the future, or it does now. And I invite you to stay away from judgmental mind. Oh, I'm not enough of this. If judgments visit, bow to them, thank them, say thank you, not now. And incline your mind to goodness and beauty. You have choice. It's a training. Train your mind. Choose to train your mind and heart. So here we go, as you're embodied with your breath. Feeling the breath in the abdomen. The first one, the value of acceptance. Acceptance. Accountability, accountability. Just letting yourself breathe it, not to think about it, just breathe as if you're breathing each value in your heart. Not measuring yourself, just breathing it through your heart. Seeing which of these, like ignition keys, enliven you, bring you a light. Some of them may not, some of them may. Adventure. Beauty. Breathing in beauty, breathing out beauty through your heart center, through your abdomen. challenge. Collaboration. Cooperation. Commitment. Community. Compassion. Competence. Courage. Courage. Curiosity. Creativity. Discipline. Discovery. efficiency. Embodiment. Enthusiasm. Environment. Equality. Ethical action or ethics. Excellence. Fairness. Faith. Family. Freedom. Friendship. Fun. Generosity. Gratitude. Happiness. Hard work. Harmony. health, helping others, honesty, honor, humor, independence, inner calm, innovation, integrity, interdependence, joy, leadership, lifelong learning, love, loyalty, meaningful work, mindfulness, openness, peace or nonviolence, personal growth, positive influence, practicality, problem solving, reliability, resourcefulness, self-care, self-reliance, simplicity, strength, tradition, transcendence. Trust. Willingness. And the last one, wisdom. Letting yourself breathe in and breathe out. This magnificent basket, this richness of values that you aspire to and live by. Recognizing your own goodness, your own beauty. The sacred that is within you lives within you. And to which you aspire to. And seeing, feeling the connection to the sacred within. In your own heart. Appreciating, loving, cherishing this being that is you. Who is so much more than you fully understand and grasp. Appreciating, loving, cherishing this unfathomable being with so much more mystery and dimensions that you quite grasp and have explored. Appreciating this being, cherishing, loving. The way this being that is you aspires, connects to these values, aspires to them, lives them, supports self, others, and the world. Thank you all for your practice. So, if you wish to share reflections, you can type them in chat, share them with everyone, or raise your blue hand. Yeah. And I'll ask you to unmute yourself. As I wait for your reflections or for you to raise your hand, it can be so profound and beautiful to connect to all the values, all this beauty and grace we take for granted, that we resonate with, that is dear to us. And again, not every value on the list might have been the ignition switch for you, but some might have been. So Lisa, please.
Thank you so much, Nikki. This was like, I'm gonna maybe struggle to say this, but like what was happening for me is noticing like the feeling tone that came up with each word. And like on the spectrum, like positive, negative, neutral, and then noticing how much I like was waiting or maybe wanting or could remember better the ones that really rang the bell. And then noticing like, because then even when you were just speaking after you dropped the words, I kept connecting to words you were saying, like positive, negative, I don't feel anything. And like how in verbal communication with people and written as well, like they may and very well probably are having reactions to words I'm saying like that. And I too, without, and then maybe not even noticing that I'm like feeling very positively about something when it's really like my connection to those words, or negatively because I'm like, don't relate, or it's not that I don't understand the meaning of them. It's just how it lands for me. Whereas they may mean like something else. So yeah, there were like many layers to this. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa. Thank you. And what I appreciate, actually, something that you pointed out is essentially in one way, you were practicing Vedana or feeling tone with this practice. And feeling tone, for those who may not be familiar with it, is the second foundation of mindfulness in the teachings. It's simply noticing pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral feeling tone. It's not a feeling. It's not an emotion. It's just pleasant, unpleasant, neutral valence that comes up. So Lisa, as she was noticing the valence, pleasant, oh, yes, this one, I come alive. This one, not quite. I don't connect with. Oh, this one, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. It's just kind of, it's neither. And then what was interesting, you were saying that afterwards when I was talking, your mind was still doing the same practice, which is what happens when one practices with Vedana. Then one starts to see pleasant, unpleasant, neutral everywhere. It becomes a really rich practice. And then you realize, wow, this is happening all the time. You're just not aware of it. And it happens for everyone all the time. We're not aware. So this is profound practice, Lisa. This is great. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. So, so let's see. Oh, yes. So Claire is asking if I can post the values in chat. So the values are actually on my website. So later, not right now, if you go to nikkimurgafori.com and on the top, you'll see teachings. And on teachings, if you go to the bottom of the teachings, says resources. It's under resources. So you can find it there. And let me see, actually, maybe I can, do I have that? Maybe I can put that. No, I don't. Anyway, it's there. Trust me, it's there. So you can find it on my website. And let's see. And Bill, you had challenges, had trouble with impatience. And, you know, it's a practice. We train our minds to come back, to be patient, to be patient. So it's a training. You're hanging in here, which is beautiful. So you definitely embody the value of commitment and discipline. You hang in there. So hang in there and keep practicing inclining your mind. It's at some point it will become easier if you keep bringing your mind back to, because when, if it comes up, if the thought comes up and if you give into it and you keep thinking about all the thoughts, well, you're actually feeding the same fire. So become really aware the moment when it's coming up. That's a really important moment to say, thank you, no, turn. So that's a really important moment, Bill. So time is flying. So for our practice, community practice, as we go into groups, let's share one or two or three values that you really resonated with. And consider that when you share maybe one with others, you're giving them a gift. You're sharing with them how and why this one resonates for you. So you know, for me, curiosity, I'm so curious by nature. It brings me alive. Wow. And the way I talk about it maybe makes other people go, I never considered curiosity to be that juicy. Okay. Well, maybe it's an interesting value instead of all curiosity. So give each other the gift of your enthusiasm, your joy, your connection with this value that's important to you. So with that, I'm going to create the breakout rooms. And this can be a joyous connection tonight. So I hope you do stay and participate. And let's see. Okay, I'm going to create the rooms and here we go. The rooms are closed and everyone's back. Welcome back, everyone. So, we'd love to hear from you. Oh, here, by the way, I have the link to where you can find it on my page later. So we'd love to hear if you have reflections, if you'd like to raise your hand, what came up? What was that like? Sharing, connecting. Yes, April, I do see your hand. I usually don't see people's hands, but I do see your hand. Okay.
Hey, okay. So I met with Rebecca, and although all the values are very great, we talked about how courage has been said to be the most important value because it makes all the other values possible. And I was also sharing how I've started to focus on courage more in my life because I started to feel that although it's good to be accepting, I had started to become like overly accepting, like not trying to do anything. Not speaking up for myself or not trying to make a difference. So I was like, be more courageous was my idea. And changing the things I cannot accept, as Angela Davis said.
Lovely. Thank you so much for sharing that, April. Love it. Love it. Courage. Beautiful. So the time has come to an end and there's one announcement that I... Actually, next time I'll make it earlier, but one of the values was community. And the announcement was also made last night, but we're going to make it many times so that people hear it. So Neil has kindly created a group, a Google group, for folks to be able to connect together offline. It's a mailing list. It's a happy hour mailing list. And thank you, Neil, for your service. Another value, helping others. So thank you, Neil, for posting the bit.ly. And you can click on that and request to join. And it's just a forum to connect and share and support each other and practice metta and all of the beautiful Brahmaviharas interactively offline. So anyway, the time has come to an end. So I want to thank you again for your practice. May you see your own goodness, your own connection to values, to beauty, to your own inner grace. And may it serve you and all beings everywhere. Thanks, everyone. And now I'd like to invite you, if you wish, to unmute yourself for our joyous cacophonous goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Nikki. It was great. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, Neil.
Thank you all. Thanks, everyone. Bye.